Hi everyone, it's iCarlin. Yeah, you're probably thinking, wow, I've not heard from him for a long time. Not at least on my personal feed anyway. Obviously you've heard me on VI Talk and stuff like that. So, but I thought I would just do a little boo. We're sat on the Adventure of the Seas in Southampton in our stateroom, which, are you doing one of your videos this year, Karen?
She might do,
which goes on YouTube. I will be honest, it's nowhere near as... It's nice. It's not as nice as the Ventura on, which is P&O. Oh, here we go. We're going to get the captain interrupted. I might just pause this and carry on a bit.
Very good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, that was our captain. Just tell us we've got our muster drill in 15 minutes, where we all have to go and obviously look... stand on deck and find out a little bit what happens should the boat sink, which obviously we're hoping that doesn't happen. but we don't have to wear life jackets, which is good. We didn't last year on P&O, we just had to carry them. We had to carry them last year. So, quick tips. This is why I'm actually doing the audio boot, because last year we got to the terminal, and as we were going through, they said, do we need assistance? And I sort of said no, and I thought, well, might as well. It never hurts, does it? And we sort of skipped quite a big line and went straight on, you know, and checked in and got on the boat. And today they came up to us just as we walked in and said, do you need assistance? Because I did carry the cane. And I said, well, yeah, yes, please. It's obviously easier. And massive queue for security straight past. Shouldn't really use our disabilities advantage, but if you're asked, you know, you're not going to say no. And straight through security and then straight through check-in. Without any queuing at all. So really from arriving to being on the boat, what, 20 minutes, 15 minutes?
Yeah,
something like that. And now we're just waiting for our cases to arrive. So, you know, I would say if you are visually impaired, use the services. At the end of the day, it's there to help us. Staff are really, really helpful, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I have requested large print menus and large print daily cruise guides, but I actually only did that a little bit later, only 3 weeks before. So if I don't get them, it's not the end of the world. I might ask them for a large print map or to see if they have got them, but if they haven't, it's not, like I said, it's not a problem. But they do that. Even Royal Caribbean will allow you to take your guide dog on board. We chose not to because obviously you can't take them off. You'd have to, you know, that's where you bring grandma, isn't it, to stay on them. Sorry. Yeah, but so Tommy is happily with his puppy walkers and going to enjoy himself. But yeah, you can. I know it is on the thing, you can take your guide dog with you. So if it was a short, like a UK cruise or something like that, or just a weekend where you weren't worried about getting off the boat, at least you know you can take them. So there we are. That's my audio boot. I will do a few while we're away. I'll probably try and do one a day, but they will get updated either if we find some Wi-Fi somewhere or when we get back, so they'll just get queued up. Of course, it's the first one I've done on this new app, so I don't know if it's going to fully work, but I will do my best. Anyway, it's bye from me, and it's bye from...
Bye!
From Karen. Bye-bye.